Editor's note. A version of this article originally appeared on Sue Today on May 29. It is being republished for readers who may have missed it. Two infamous properties outside of town may not be eyesores for much longer. Sitting just down the road from one another along Highway 17 in Hayden, the former sites of the Mountain Ash Inn and Prusa's Motor Inn were recently sold after years of inactivity. Publicly available land registry records obtained by Sue Today show that Daniel Gagne bought the Mountain Ash Inn on February 24, 2023, and then the Prusa's Motor Inn on April 21, 2023, each for $125,000. The seller was the Provincial Ministry of Infrastructure, which took control of the properties years ago. Development on the former Mountain Ash Inn property has been well underway throughout the winter and spring months as the skeleton and rooftop of an ongoing construction project currently stand where the long-ago motel once operated. Prior to its demolition, the former motel had been concerning residents for a number of years, particularly in November 2022 when Sioux resident and retired OPP officer Ken Spar visited the site and photographed several safety hazards around the property. Sue Today reached out to Gagne to ask about his plans for the properties, but he was unavailable for comment. Unlike the Mountain Ash Inn, the former Prusa's site just up the road has yet to be demolished. The crumbling two-story structure has been riddled with vandalism, graffiti, and fires ever since the motel ceased its operations years ago. Earlier this year, Carl Falls, chairman of the Arras Township Community Policing Committee, had voiced his concerns with this particular property. Prusa's has two stories and is caving in, he told Sue Today in January. There is no fence and no way to stop a 12-year-old from going in there. We're going to lose a child. Everything that was 7 or 8 years ago has amplified itself into a disaster now, he continued. Those buildings are going to go down, and I don't want anybody in them when that happens.